Getting Green segment, the fourth Monday of every month. Today's topic, Michigan Battle of the Buildings, 2015 winners. Let's talk. Sherry Holman, Executive Director of the USGBC West Michigan. Sherry, always a pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning, Jelly.
Thank you for you. John Zimmerman, Senior Vice President of Marketing, Fifth Third Bank, West Michigan. This hat you wear today. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Go green.
Yay. Brett Roach, Director of Facilities, Transportation, and Safety, Holland Public Schools. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning.
How do you spend your day as Director of Facilities, Brett?
Well, pretty much taking care of day-to-day operations and then also working on controls. You know, day-to-day operations is the biggest thing that we do, and then also long-term goals and long-term projects.
Holland Public Schools, obviously Holland, how many high schools,
We have seven school buildings with students in there, and it's about 800,000 square feet of space that we do, and then about 50 acres of property.
Getting smarter every day. John Zimmerman, give me your elevator pitch when it comes to you and Fifth Third.
Well, you know, I think all of us nowadays have to be very conscious on energy and the use of it efficiently as possible. We have about 220 facilities across West Michigan. So that's branches and office buildings and such. And so we've done a really good job working with our facilities folks to reduce our energy by 15%. So we're thrilled to be part of the competition, and I think it's a great way for companies to get involved, get active with it, and really reduce your carbon footprint.
You bet. What is Michigan Battle of the Buildings? If you'd share a bit of history, Sherry.
Sure. The Michigan Battle of the Buildings is the only statewide energy competition where the biggest losers are awarded for reducing energy the most across the span of 1 year. So we're just thrilled and proud to be able to showcase the exceptional work by Michigan businesses.
And I think it's grown significantly.
It certainly has. Our first year, we had 11 million square feet sign up to compete. And in 2015, 28.5 million. So as word gets out, people continue to join. So the more we can let them know about it, the more we can celebrate.
And obviously this meets the mission of the USGBC here in West Michigan.
Right. So it's important to us that we help people accomplish safe and healthy places to live, work, and play. Green buildings is our game, and this goes right along with that.
Well, a step back into time. We are honoring you, Brett and John, and your divisions as part of the 2015 winners. So, John, talk about how you got involved and how did you do?
You know, we see this as a commitment from both the top of the house and then especially with facilities. And our facilities team goes around looking for different ways that we can save. We can save energy and save money. So there's a great return on investment with this as well, with working with our partners of DTE and Consumers Power. So they give you incentives to make sure that you're maximizing and minimizing the amount of power that you use. So with our facilities, we were able to consolidate some of our floors from a workplace position. And so we're able to cut back on energy use with our air conditioning and with our heating aspect as well. So, you know, everything from changing light bulbs, as simple as that, can make a huge difference. And especially when you have a big office building, just lowering that helps tremendously.
You might have mentioned this. Did all your branches participate in this?
Yeah, all West Michigan.
Yeah, all of the West Michigan.
So we're 220 branches or 220 buildings, so that's branches and offices as well.
Yeah, great. Brett, brag on how you did and what you did do to decrease your energy uses with the Holland Public Schools.
Well, we decreased our energy 10%, 10.62% to be precise, over the year before. And a lot of it's been in recognition of the 2010 bond issue that we were able to pass and then spend $77 million on construction and be able to put controls in, new roofs, new windows, really encapsulate the envelope of the buildings. And then what we've been concentrating on the last couple of years is behavior, trying to help the buildings, whether we turn off lights where no one's there, and just things like that. And the students and the staff have been really getting into it, and they've been participating great.
That's great. Question for both of you, and then Sherry, we can have you pitch in as possible. How do you determine what energy efficiency projects to work on if you do have more, say, than one, Brett?
Well, we have a fund called the Sinking Fund, and that's another thing that's passed through the community, and that's long-term projects. So anytime we really look at projects, we look at can we contribute to construction projects that will enhance the efficiency, whether it be electrical, water, or whatever. And that's the first thing we look at versus cosmetic. We can obviously do cosmetic projects, but we really look at what's going to decrease our operational budget.
You know, it's really we look at every aspect of the organization, every aspect of the buildings to see where we can save some dollars. And our facility team does a great job, but it also our employees are involved in this as well. And we encourage them, you know, and we have a newsletter that we send out weekly. So we encourage them to reduce energy, everything from recycling and such. And we even have a social responsibility report that we put out each year that people can go to fitthird.com and look up to see all the other changes we're doing throughout our entire network of facilities.
Sherry, we right on key with our conversation?
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what Battle tries to accomplish is giving these building owners and managers a place where they can talk and network, where they can learn from each other, where they can learn about new technologies that are rapidly changing. And it's so exciting that energy can be saved for actually no investment. You know, you mentioned the employees getting involved, and we had several winners. That was all they did was employee behavioral changes, moving from one location to the next, taking buildings into setback that weren't needed because they were, you know, lowly occupied. So there's just so many strategies, and it's hard for companies to, you know, kind of make sense of it all. So we are trying to help with that and enjoying every minute of it.
Brett, were you able to take advantage of the financial incentives with the utility companies? And obviously, I'm going to follow up with, are you in for 2016?
Yeah, we were able to take advantage through the bond issue. Our architectural firms and general contractors were able to get together with the incentive programs, and we took great advantage of the incentives. And then, yes, we're definitely in. All our buildings are registered for next year, and anytime we can get the students involved and get them more aware and get them to take this information back home and hopefully continue that in their residence, not just the school district.
They'll be teaching mom and dad to turn off lights. John, how about that that financial incentive?
The financial incentive is very important. Obviously, it's a good corporate responsibility thing to do anyways, but to have great partners like DTE and Consumers Power offering those incentives to push you along to make sure that, you know, you're making those changes, the insulation of the roofs and looking at the heating and cooling systems that you have and the light consumption, that's important, and that helps motivate us to do even more.
You in for 2016?
We're in.
Sherry, are winners allowed to repeat?
Some of us have been with us since the beginning, although we were talking about this before, is how do people find out? And it's things like this. We're a nonprofit, so we don't have high funding. Luckily, you know, Consumers Energy and DTE are very supportive of the program and help us support that program. But, you know, we don't have tons of money to waste, so we don't have a lot of marketing dollars. So we're just trying to get the word out there, let everybody know we're here. We've grown to 64.5 million square feet in 2016. So it's working. We're spreading the news. And we're spreading the news on not just a local level, but a national level. A couple of days ago, I did a webinar for the EPA to teach other cities, states, large corporations how to start a competition like this. So we're the only ones, and we're trying to spread that news. So, you know, it's great to be recognized both locally and nationally for this program.
What does Michigan Battle of the Buildings look like for 2016?
Yeah, 457 buildings, 64.5 million square feet. Last year, we reduced 16,000 metric tons of CO2e. That's the equivalent of taking 33 cars off the road. So we're making change. Yeah, we love it.
lights.
One light off at a time, going back to that. Brett Roach, Director of Facilities, Transportation and Safety, Holland Public Schools, your final comment?
We're just thrilled to be a part of this whole organization, and we're going to continue to participate as long as it is here, and excited for the future.
John Zimmerman, what hat will you wear on Wednesday?
Wednesday, I think we're teaching Child to Save or some financial awareness, something happening.
You brought a green sign in here.
Yeah, we got a race coming up May 14th for Third Riverbank Run. Not too late to sign up at 53riverbankrun.com.
All right. Final words when it comes to Michigan Battle of the Buildings.
I think this is very important. It's very important that all businesses get involved with this. There's a lot of information that we can use as businesses to help us reduce. Luckily, you're out there to help us do that and get that information, and so we can keep working on it and keep reducing that carbon footprint.
You bet. Sherry, take us home with how to find out more information about this year and more.
Sure. BattleOfTheBuildings.org. Sign-ups are finished for 2016, but they begin again in January of 2017. They extend to March 31st, but you can still take advantage of the education. We have events going on, and all are welcome to take part in that and start the learning. Don't be afraid to join if you don't think you're going to win. It's not all about winning, although we're proud of our winners. We're all making a difference, even those that aren't the biggest losers. So we all win.
Cool. Sherry, John, and Brett, take care. Thanks for sharing your testimonies with us here.